9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened here on 980 AM and 99.5 FM WITY, WITYradio.com. I'm Chad Baker, flying solo again here for another week that was, another week that will be in area sports. Week two of IHSA football in the books and week three of IHSAA football. And I tell you, you know, the battle lines are being drawn out there. Exciting evening last night. That will wrap up with coverage today with one lone game in the area. But I think we got some emphatic answers last night of who's for real and maybe who's just pretending right now. As far as the local high school football scene looks. And we'll dive into that with our rundown of all the games that happened last night and what we have coming up this week, as some teams in dire straits right now in order to get their season back in order. We want to thank our sponsors for supporting sports here on WITY, our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened. As we mentioned, our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Leto's Hardware of Westville. Visit Leto's Hardware for all those hard-to-find items. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. We've got our good friend, country financial agent, Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. Make sure that you visit him for all your insurance investment needs there, financial needs. To get that lined up. He's soon to be in his new location, working to get there now. We've got our good friends over at UHAS Diagnostics. And make sure to visit them anytime you got a little something going on with your automobile. They are located off of exit 210, coming back towards Danville off of Route 150 on the frontage road off of Henning Road. And OSF Healthcare, for primary care to cancer care to just on-call services, OSF Healthcare has Danville covered. Visit them at osfhealthcare.org. So, there again, we had an interesting night last night of high school football. Let's dive right in. We start off with a game that was heard on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, and WITYradio.com. It was a 41-0 victory for Salt Fork over Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. And both of these teams had a very, very different game week one, where Salt Fork was pounded by Westville and the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac lost in a squeaker to Iroquois West. Your Ross's Boss of the Week, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb here in Danville, was Jameson Chambliss. Got three rushing touchdowns last night in a game that, talking to the guys after the game, it ended up being a game that was pretty much decided early on, but took forever to get that running clock because you have to hit the 40 to get the running clock. But Chambliss got the turnover chain, and he was your week two Ross's Boss of the Week. And a game that was a little surprising for, I think, a lot of folks. Westville, once again, pummeling their competition, but pummeling their brethren. You know, these are teams that the last several years have been top tier in the Vermilion Valley Conference. Westville pounded Salt Fork a week ago this week. They knock off BHRA to the tune of 49-8. Six rushing touchdowns by Westville as a team. Jack Eister with three of those. He's coming off of a five-touchdown performance a week ago. So eight rushing touchdowns on the young season for Jack. And, of course, because I was looking online, IHSA, some of their records, and since they've had the changeover with their website a little bit a little bit incomplete at this time. I was looking for the last time someone hung a running clock on BHRA. It's been a hot minute. And it's either somewhere in that span that is missing on the website. I did see something up until like 2007, I believe. But there's, like I said, several years that are missing there. We do know that it's not been, it's been before 2016, I believe, was the record. So that span of 07 to 16 was missing. Look back at that last night, but it has been a while. And it's some concern right now for Blue Devils fans out there. 0-2 to start the season, losing to Clifton Central and Westville, and looking up now at the rest of the conference, not the typical situation that they find themselves in. If you're Westville right now, you're feeling great. The Westville Tigers right now are on cloud nine because they just defeated two of the biggest conference rivals and the teams that would typically give them fits for regular season action. Right now, the best that you think you've got the rest of the way, maybe Clifton Central, possibly. They've started off with a good start to their season. But right now, Westville looking like they are a world beater and looking like a very good, solid pick to possibly go no less than two deep in the playoffs. Oakwood, a winner last night. They're 2-0. Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, their victim, 51-8. Alex Wallace for Oakwood, 12 of 17, passing 231 yards and four touchdowns in the victory. They moved to 2-0. GRFC, 1-1. You had Watsika eke out a victory over Iroquois West, 7-6. Frankie Trevino, 21 rushes, 105 yards rushing and a touchdown. Of course, the extra point being the difference maker there. And Watsika, Iroquois West, each of those teams now 1-1. Clifton Central pounds moments, 48-14. Brady Shule for Clifton Central, five passing touchdowns in the win. You had Danville holding off Urbana 12-7. Emilian Beasley and Demario Jackson with a touchdown each for Danville as they go to 1-1. Paris dumps Charleston 48-14. Paris as a team rushed for 51 rushes, 335 rushing yards, and seven rushing touchdowns in the victory over the Trojans. Mattoon pounds Rantoul 42-14. Cooper Spencer with a pair of touchdowns for the Green Wave there. Unity's Dane Eisenminger, 19 for 31 passing, 217 passing yards and two TDs as Unity rolls over Monticello with ease, 34-7. Elsewhere, St. Joe Ogden dumps PBL 35-12. You had Villa Grove holding off Arcola Cerro Gordo Bement by a count of 13-6. Over on the Indiana side, 44 unanswered points for Covington as they knock off North Vermilion 44-14. Bo Bishop, 18 rushes, 198 yards, three TDs, added 4 of 12 passing, 44 yards, a touchdown, and interception in the win there. Riverton Park dumps Fountain Central 34-7. Sean Vester, 162 rushing yards, two TDs, and a touchdown reception. Park Heritage over South Vermilion, 32-12. Sawyer Monick with a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown for Park Heritage. Seeger blanks Attica 57-0. South Newton a winner over Benton Central 14-6. As Benton Central starts their season out 0-2. Eight-man football action last night. Milford Sista Park holds off St. Thomas More 48-28. In fact, it was Milford Sista Park outscoring St. Thomas More 28-8 after the halftime break. Dirks Newcomb, 9 of 15 passing, 239 yards, two TDs, added 8 for 96 on the ground with two TDs as Milford Sista Park moves to 2-0. One game on the slate today, that is Tri-County. They are hosting ALAH, and that will be down at Oakland, Illinois. Next week's schedule, a game that will be heard here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Westville will host Moments. Elsewhere, BHRA hosts Hoopston, Erie, Armstrong, Potomac in a battle of 0-2 teams. Never thought we'd say that. GRFC at Clifton Central. Oakwood entertains Watsika. Iroquois West is at Salt Fork. You have Danville at Normal West. Paris at Marshall. Monticello at Rantoul. Pontiac is at PBL. Tri-County will be at Nokomis. It's Bloomington Central Catholic at Unity. St. Joe Ogden at Illinois Valley Central. Villagrove at this time has a forfeit victory over Cerro Gordo Bement due to them canceling their season. No word on whether or not they'll get an opponent lined up for next weekend. Over on the Indiana side, Seeger at Riverton Park, North Vermilion at South Vermilion, Fountain Central at Covington, Attica at Park Heritage, Benton Central at Logansport. Eight-man football next Friday night. Milford Sister Park hosts Oblong, Palestine, Hudsonville. So we take a look at the standings for Vermilion Valley Conference action. Of course, close conference, so everybody is playing in the same, kind of the same brethren right there. Let me get that back up here on the screen. We've got Clifton Central, Oakwood, and Westville all on top of the standings at 2-0. Salt Fork, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Chrisman, Iroquois West, Watseka all 1-1. PHRA, Hoopston Area, Moments all 0-2. Just the surprising nature of BHRA and Moments both. Both recent good runs with those programs, finding themselves looking up at everybody else in the Vermilion Valley Conference. We take a look at the Illini Prairie Conference. And right now, that's Bloomington Central Catholic, St. Joe Ogden, and Unity all sitting at 2-0. Prairie Central, Monticello, each 1-1. You have IVC, PBL, Pontiac, and Rantoul sitting at 0-2. In the Lincoln Prairie, Sullivan's 2-0, ALAH 1-0 waiting for today's game against Tri-County, which is also 1-0. Then you have Villa Grove sitting at 1-1 on the season. And, of course, Big 12 action. Can't leave our Vikings out here. They're sitting at 1-1 on the season. Off to hot starts of Normal Community, Peoria, and Bloomington. Typical, usual suspects there. Danville just behind them, along with Centennial Community West, Normal Community West, Richwoods, all 1-1. Central Manual, Notre Dame, and Urbana all at 0-2 to start their season. Over on the Indiana side, Wabash River Conference. And let's see if I can get the updates on this here. It's not going to let me do that. There we go. So, yeah, it's not going to let me do that. So, that's where we're at. It'd be nice to have a computer that works. Sometimes that happens to us. But either way, those teams there on the Indiana side, right now, we've got a couple of them that we didn't think would be in the position where they are. South Vermilion, North Vermilion, both down a little bit here, coming off of a good year's last year. They'll play each other next week. South Vermilion 1-2, North Vermilion 0-3 on the season. So there again, we've got our OSF game of the week scheduled for next Friday night. It'll be Westville hosting Moments. That'll be a 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame and a 7 p.m. kickoff, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios from Westville. That is happening next Friday night. And right now, shaping up to be, I don't know what we're going to get. I mean, Westville, the way they've been mowing over people, Moments, having their struggles, we may be in for a long night for anybody that's not aligned with Westville here as they look to really cement away and establish themselves here in the first third of their season. Taking a look at flag football for the week, and after that opening loss for the Danville girls flag football team, they have bounced back nicely. They had a victory last Saturday over Centennial by a count of 26-0, shutting down Centennial. Then they bounced back on Thursday with another victory. In Thursday's action, it was Danville knocking off Central 20-16. Today they've got the Peoria Jamboree that they'll travel to. Then they've got another game coming up on Friday. Is it Friday? Let me look at my sheet here. And Friday, yeah, so no, not next Friday. I believe they play next Saturday after that, so that's why I'm not finding it. So flag football for Danville, I believe 2-0 right now to start, 3-0 Oh, check that out. I'll get it right. 2-1 to start their season for the Lady Vikings, and of course showing some good resilience coming out of that opening loss to the season at the beginning of the season here. Cross country action today on the slate. You've got the Cowchip Classic going on down in Chrisman, part of the Chrisman Days event down there. Armstrong Potomac, Chrisman Georgetown Ridge Farm, Heritage Oakwood, Paris PBL, Salt Fork, Schlarman, St. Joe Ogden, Tri-County Unity, Villa Grove, and Westville, all part of that. A couple teams making the longer trip down to Charleston. That's Danville and BHRA. St. Thomas More entertains Iroquois West today. And then a Harrison invite for Benton Central and Fountain Central over on the Indiana side. And we've had some nice showings here early season. Last weekend, the Sabre Corn Classic for St. Thomas More, won by St. Anthony on the boys' side. The girls' side had ALAH, but you had Oakwood Salt Fork placing a close second on that girls' side for that meet. At the Doc Acklin invite last weekend, Charleston a winner on the boys' side, St. Joe Ogden winner on the girls' side. Clinton lighted up invite won by Muhammad Seymour on the boys, Shelbyville on the girls, Riverton Park invite last weekend, South Vermilion boys won, and Monrovia girls placed first on that side. And then we had a few meets during the week here, a couple of quads, some items that we didn't get information for, but that's kind of where we're at here with the cross country season. Long gone are the days with multiple duels, tons of duels during the week. Now everybody just does the weekend invites. Maybe you get a duel or a quad here and there, triangular. St. Joe Ogden will host Armstrong Potomac this week. Oakwood will have a bunch of folks out at Kickapoo on Tuesday, Hoopston area. St. Joe Ogden, Salt Fork, and Armstrong Potomac all part of that. Benton Central will host a triangular on Tuesday in cross country as well. You've got the Danville Viking invite coming up on Thursday, along with North Montgomery Charger Classic. Slew of teams going to one or the other of those. So cross country there again as the temperature starts to cool off. And I know whenever I ran cross country, I always felt like I ran better in cooler weather. That is obviously not the MO for everybody, but it's a good opportunity for folks that are a little better at a little more adept at running in cooler weather. I tell you, this weather is for you, and a good opportunity to make some strides there. Folks that maybe want that little warmer weather to gain that extra advantage and take advantage of the conditioning that they may have done over the summer. You're the ones that maybe are not putting up your best times right now, and so it'll be something that you got to adjust. And I don't know that there's a lot of folks with the understanding of cross country of how well weather plays into that, but and how you condition for that. Obviously, some of your superiorly tuned athletes are going to be able to perform whichever weather they have. But just thinking back to my cross country days, it was very, very difficult for me to get going in that heat. But once I was a better cold weather, a better wet weather runner. And by no means was I ever an athlete, so we'll just put that out there. When we come back, we will dive into boys and girls soccer. We'll have boys and girls golf, boys and girls tennis. We have volleyball still to come. We've got to check in with Tim Dittman of OSF Healthcare with News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition, and a whole bunch other information that we'll pass along to you here this Saturday morning. More Saturday Sports Connection on the way. Here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
I'm Jim Basquel. Game 2 of the NFL season comes from Brazil.
McConkey in motion. Herbert to throw. Looking for McConkey now. To the end zone. Cue. Caught. Into the end zone. Touchdown! Chargers! Quentin with his second touchdown grab of this contest.
That's Alt 98-7 Los Angeles. Justin Herbert, a trio of scoring strikes in the Chargers' 27-21 win over the Chiefs. The win snaps a seven-game slide against Kansas City. KC's 17-game win streak and one-score games also snapped. Herbert's 14th career game with three-plus scoring strikes without a pick. He had this postgame.
No, every game is important to us. You know, this was the important one because it was the first one. You know, it's a very good opponent we're going up against. We obviously have a lot of respect for them. But I'm happy the way that all three phases executed today. That's what our goal was, and it was good to see from us.
U.S. Open, the men are down to 1-2. Carlos Alcaraz downs Novak Djokovic in straights, reaches his third consecutive Grand Slam final. Up next, Jannik Sinner. He was a four-set winner looking to become the first repeat men's champ since Roger Federer did it from 04 to 08. Sinner and Alcaraz on Sunday, first men in tennis history to meet in three straight Grand Slam finals within a single season. Baseball, Jays scored three in the first en route to a 7-1 win in the Bronx. They're now four games up in the American League East. New York 5-16 against Toronto and Boston combined. The rookie Samuel Vassallo hit a walk-off against Tanner Scott with two outs in the ninth. O's beat the Dodgers 2-1. Dustin Harris, the game winner in the 12th. Rangers over the Astros 4-3, closed within a half game of a playoff spot. Edwin Diaz got out of a bases loaded, no out jam. The Mets fend off the Reds 5-4, while Jake Bowers knocked in a pair. Brewers 5-2 over the Pirates. Rafi Devers, Willie Adames go deep in the first. The Giants 8-2 over the Cards, stay four games back of a wild card.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County, here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com. Chad Baker back with you. We've got more sports coming up, but right now, a check-in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare, for news you can use, the Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Does your trip to the gym include some time in the sauna? There might be a benefit beyond relaxation. Two recent studies out of Finland say profuse sweating from sauna use could decrease your risk for dementia. And previous studies have also linked sauna use to a decreased risk of heart attack or stroke. OSF neurologist Dr. Deepak Nair says, like any study, it's all preliminary, so you don't need to drastically change your habits right away, but he says the results are promising.
So I would start by saying, certainly won't hurt. And number two, to avoid seeking the sort of magic fix, right? There's no one thing that's going to solve these kinds of problems for us. You know, human beings and our physical health, these are so complex. So my advice would be that think about what are the things that you're likely to commit to for the long haul.
Dr. Nyer says to talk to your primary care provider before starting a sauna regimen, and don't take this development as a license to disregard the other symptoms of and risk factors for heart attack, stroke, and dementia. For heart attack, watch for weakness, a cold sweat, shortness of breath, and pain in your chest, jaw, neck, back, arm, or shoulder. For stroke, remember the acronym BEFAST. That's B-E-F-A-S-T. If you notice issues with your B balance, E eyes, F face, A arms, or S speech, that's where the T in BEFAST comes in. The T means time, as in time to call 911. And for dementia, watch for your loved ones experiencing memory problems, confusion, restlessness, personality changes, eyesight problems, and problems getting words out. And for all these issues, a poor diet and not being active can put you at a higher risk. So ditch the drive-thru and get moving. That's healthcare news you can use, sports and wellness edition for this week. For a podcast of this program, go to WITYradio.com. And for more on OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thank you, Tim. We'll have another edition of OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition, next week. And as Tim said, it's on our website, also on the playback under the podcast section of Saturday Sports Connection that we'll have a little bit later on today. So be on the lookout for that. We did mention, we already did cross country, but just let you know, Cow Chip Classic underway. Saw that over on X. Looks like it's a nice, crisp morning. Good morning for folks, and everybody's off to a good start there. We now transition to boys golf. Last night, Danville Viking invite won by Normal U-High. They had around a 289. It's men among boys there, definitely. Mount Zion, a distant second at 308. Local teams that competed, St. Joe Ogden had a 345. Rantoul PBL at 348. You had BHRA 373, Salt Fork 375, Danville 378, Oakwood 449, Schlarman 477. That was in a field of 20 teams participating there at the Viking Invite. Elsewhere last night, Iroquois West shot a 174. That was three strokes better in Hoopston area. Watsika was third, 14 strokes back. Sista Park, a distant fourth with 217. Chrysler Lutheran from Buckley did not have a team score. They only had three golfers. That sets the slate for today. They have only girls golf today, but some meets from this past week. You had on the golf side, you had on Monday, there was nothing Monday. Tuesday, you did have a round from St. Joe Ogden. They shot a 162 against Unity's 189. 189, a pretty good round of golf. Nothing to sniff at, but St. Joe Ogden came out and put 27 strokes between them and their biggest rifle on boys golf on Tuesday. And that season's going to start winding down here fairly quickly. The majority of that one already done, is the first boys and girls golf, first sports to start. We're already about 7 weeks in on the Indiana side, a few less on the Illinois side for that. You had a good showing for Iroquois West girls at the Pontiac Scramble the other day. They had around a 70 for a nine-hole course. It's not too bad there. We've got round of 184 from Westville on Thursday night against Sista Park and Schlarman. That St. Joe Ogden squad, as we mentioned, they fired a round of 159 in their quad on Thursday. So they're getting it done there on the links. Nothing huge to really speak of here. Let me dive into what we've got this upcoming week. There's a quad for Hoopston area on Monday. Milford, Schlarman, Watsika, all part of that one. Then you have a quad for Oakwood hosting Salt Fork, BHRA, and Westville coming up on Tuesday evening. Boys golf later in the week. Oakwood also hosting Judah Christian, Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, and Villa Grove later in the week for a quad there too. Girls golf, you had there again that Iroquois West team that had that 70 in that scramble. You had Villa Grove. Villa Grove's come out with some pretty nice golf here lately too. They were under 200 at 199 against Arcola. That was on Thursday night. Last night's action, did they have one last night? They did not have any girls golf last night. But today, everybody's staying off the links today as well. Coming up this week, they've got, they're again, Hoopston area hosting Watseka, Schlarman, and Milford. You have Unity traveling to Central Catholic. Coming up later in the week, Champaign County Tournament. Rantoul PBL, part of that, of course, PBL not in Champaign County, but they're co-oping with the host team being Rantoul, so they will be taking part in that. That is coming up on Tuesday for the girls. I believe the boys' county golf tournament for Champaign County coming up a little later on. That has not happened yet, so you'll get some nice rounds coming out of that. Then later in the week, you've got Mattoon invite, also the Metamora invite for boys golf. Girls golf will have Hoopston area, Iroquois West, BHRA, and Armstrong Potomac. That's both the boys and girls quad later in the week. So they've got that rolling there. It's been pretty good weather, all told, for the golf in the area. We had a little bit of a rough start to begin with the heat and some of the wet bulb intensity that was placating some of those earlier matches, but now that it's gotten cool, ball's traveling a little farther out there and getting to maybe going to be impacting some of the results that we start seeing rolling in for some of these teams in the area. But it's been nice. Have had a lot of folks that have reflected positively on the uptick in boys and girls golf here in the area. Definitely on the boys' side. Girls golf starting to get there. I think we've seen some teams in earnest have some good performances here. We've got some programs that have started to where girls have that option to participate in some of these meets as individuals. It's, I think, just a matter of time. You know, I think it's something that's going to catch on. The smaller schools have really went all in and tried to support. And of course there again with golf, that's something that's going to circle back and benefit the community because you have links and the fees there and some of the equipment that's going back. Whenever you have, some of these folks taking up new sports, that's kind of an unforeseen conclusion that comes out of, a sport that's taken off in some of these offerings with school sports. It feeds back into the economy. People, I don't know, necessarily draw that A-B conclusion with that. So to see, you know, your Armstrong Potomacs take up golf, or to see your Tri-Counties, or to see some of your smaller schools, your Sista Parks, your Milfords, to step up and establish golf programs. And because it takes four to field a team, it's a lot easier for you to field a team, and you don't have the injuries. Which was a great selling point that one of the ADs I talked to here a couple weeks ago was making. You don't have the injuries in boys and girls golf. It's a sport that you can play and participate in all your life. And we're seeing that happen a little bit more and more as some of these schools, they're traveling into your bigger communities, your Danvilles, your Rantouls, your Champagnes, your Countryside Golf Clubs are starting to see an uptick in business. And because those folks are out there practicing. They're out there participating in triangular meets and golf invites. And whenever you bring people to the area for a golf invitational, that means there's a lot of folks coming in. They're going to look for some place to go eat, some place to possibly shop and buy your goods. And there again, and I know that's something that Coach definitely beat the drum on a lot of times. I know he took it kind of to the next level with that sports complex, but whenever you have teams traveling, hopping on the bus, they're going to go for after meat eats. They're going to stop by the gas stations, fuel up, do that type of thing too. So that's the nice thing about seeing the uptick in some of these smaller schools, smaller schools and communities embracing golf as it's really taken off. And there again, as you get more and more teams, you'll have more and more competition. You have some of these teams that'll sport like a B team for some of those invites, and that makes it a little easier too, a little more competition coming in there. Turning our attention now to boys and girls tennis last weekend. You had the North Montgomery invite in that one. It was Benton Central going, having victories over North Montgomery and South Vermilion. Park Heritage had a victory over North Montgomery. North Montgomery would bounce back and defeat South Vermilion. You had Covington going 2-1 and placing second in the Western Boone tournament. This being in boys tennis. Then you had wins for Benton Central, Covington, Park Heritage on Tuesday. Wednesday, nothing too much to speak of there, mostly girls tennis. And then Thursday, you had Covington, Benton Central, and Park Heritage picking up victories there. Today, you've got Benton Central at McCutcheon. You've got coming up this week, Benton Central at Attica, Fountain Central at Tri-West. A little later in the week, Seeger at Attica, Benton Central at Central Catholic, and South Vermilion at West Vigo. Fountain Central, South Vermilion, Southmont, Seeger before coming up on Thursday. And then nothing much on Friday there, as that's usually a day off and a travel day to heading into the weekend action there. And girls tennis from last weekend, you had Paris picking up a pair of victories over St. Joe Ogden and over GCMS. No easy feats there, but you've got Stefan Aide's team down there in Paris that has pulled off some nice things, especially as the season goes on. They start off a little on the cold side, but then they bounce back and they do some damage out there. They would also knock off St. Joe on Monday in girls tennis as well before losing to Danville 7-2. Danville coming alive there. Anna Haupt leading the way. You had Urbana winning over St. Joseph Ogden 6-3. You had St. Thomas or Paris over St. Thomas More 7-1. Paris shut down Shelbyville 9-love. You had Bahamut Seymour over Schlarman 8-1. St. Joe Ogden over Watsika 6-3. Danville's at the Heather Bradshaw invite yesterday and today. Last night they had the loss to Tatopla 6-3. They'll bounce back on the Constellation side of their bracket, and I believe it's the Challengers bracket. Danville versus Lindbergh, and then if they defeat Lindbergh, they'll move on to take on the winner of St. Joe's, which I believe is Missouri, and Morton, and they'll continue on in that Constellation bracket until they are exhausted there. So that upcoming week here, you've got Attica and Benton Central. You have Fountain Central at Tri-West. Oh, I'm sorry, that was boys. Girls. St. Joe Ogden at GCMS. You'll have Paris at Bahamut Seymour. That'll be a tough task for the Lady Tigers there. Watsika hosting GCMS. Mattoon hosting Paris. St. Joe Ogden at Schlarman. Watsika at Centennial later in the week. And then Paris at Charleston Urbana at Watsika. That's a look at girls tennis. Volleyball action for the week. Last weekend had the Timberwolf tip-off classic up at Sista Park. The host team, the winner of the whole weekend, they knocked off Mantino in straight sets, knocked off Bishop Mack in three. Mantino had knocked off Bishop Mack in the middle set there. You had Fisher taking the second place bracket in that first, or in the second, what do they call it? The second go round there. They would defeat GCMS and Grant Park. GCMS also defeating Grant Park there. I guess it would technically be a fourth place bracket, wouldn't it? Could be. I'd have to get some specifics on that. Lafayette Central Catholic invite last weekend. Covington did not have a good weekend. They struggled against Linton Stockton and Lafayette Central Catholic. Then you had during the week, there again, great showings for high school volleyball for some of the area teams that have built some nice programs over the last couple of years. Sista Park continuing to roll on. They're undefeated. Westville's hanging in there and doing very well again. You have Salt Fork, a couple of hiccups along the way, but still hanging in there and bouncing back whenever they have a loss like they did on Tuesday night against Judah Christian. And then over on the Indiana side, you've had big wins over the week. They're, again, they go into longer sets over there because they have the best of five as opposed to the best of three over on the Indiana side. It's always interesting to see that bounce back and forth across the border. The Indiana team hosts, they'll go five sets. If the Illinois team hosts, they'll go three, or the best of three action there. Seen some nice volleyball coming out of Armstrong Potomac. They've been kind of in the middle of the pack, but you can definitely tell that they're a program that's on the upswing here. And then we've seen some teams that have some struggles here in the early going. Maybe a few head scratchers out there, teams that maybe you thought were a little bit better, maybe going through some adversity right now. And, you know, that's, you know, we see St. Joe Ogden had their struggles against Autopolis. Not sure what Coach McDonald's got to maybe some inexperience there, some injuries that they're dealing with here. You saw earlier in the week, you had Georgetown Ridge Farm come up short against Arthur Christian. You had Paris, a winner over Martinsville coming up on this past Thursday night. Winners for PHRA. There again, we mentioned Armstrong Potomac. They had a tough, tough two-game set against Leroy. So that sets the stage for volleyball last night. Sista Park, a three-set winner over Beecher. Today you've got high school volleyball. Not a huge slate, but you've got PHRA at the Centennial Charger invite. Heritage is at the Altamont Tournament, Hoopston area and Villa Grove at the Blue Ridge Tournament. Westville Tiger Slam today, Paris part of that. Illinois Valley Central PBL today. Mattoon Tournament will be where St. Joe Ogden is. Unity will be the only Lady Tiger Classic in Watseka at the Mantino Earlybird Classic, all coming up today. Some key matchups this upcoming week. As we turn it over here, taking a look at Tuesday's slate of action, as Monday was mostly out of conference action, but you've got that big one on Tuesday night, Sista Park hosting Salt Fork up there in Iroquois County. So that one's going to be a one to kind of keep an eye on there. If you're looking for a good volleyball matchup to go and check out, that's going to be one that you figure is going to give Sista Park a little bit more of a challenge here. I still think probably with the home advantage there and with Sista Park kind of being where they are, returning a lot from that Final Four team last year, I think that they may still have a little bit of the edge there, but at least it will be a little bit more formidable opponent for the Lady Timberwolves in that matchup there. St. Joe Ogden will host Oakwood later in the week. There again, two teams that are struggling a little bit, maybe a nice matchup for each of them to try to get back and maybe work some of those fundamentals out, get that going in the right direction. You have later in the week also coming up on Thursday, you have Salt Fork at Armstrong Potomac. You'll have Westville at Hoopston area. Paris will entertain Casey Westfield, some key matchups there over on the Indiana side. You've got South Vermilion at Covington. And then you got Seeger and North Vermilion in there as well. And then Danville next Friday at the Lincoln Invite for high school volleyball action there. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some DAC sports. We'll talk some other items for the week when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of your friends at SurfPro of Vermilion County. Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
This is Fifi the Cat from Leto's Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Leto's Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com. Chad Baker back with you. Danville Area Community College volleyball action. Owens tournament last weekend. They won in three sets, swept Clark State, swept Oakland Community College. And that rounded out their weekend there. This past week here, you had volleyball action for them. There we are. No, we don't. We don't have that. The Danville Renaissance of the Danville Area Community College volleyball team has been pretty nice here. They've done a very good job in just a short time here of rebuilding that program. You had other DAC sports going right now. The men's golf, both men's and women's golf struggling just a bit here. The men placing 15th at the NJCAA National Championship Preview in Plymouth, Indiana, earlier in the week. Out of the 16 teams there, 15th. The lady golfers for DAC, 13th. Out of 14 teams there, neither one had players finishing in the top 50. You have college baseball. They had some fall baseball going on, Danville and Lakeland yesterday. The cross-country runners, there was a small crew of them participating individually at the cross at Prairie Star Invite, but not enough for a team score, so... the college volleyball for DAC today, they will take on Ellsworth as well as Wabash Valley. They will take on Rin Lake and Wabansie tomorrow, so get their four matches in here for the weekend. And then coming up this week, you've got some fall baseball on Tuesday. Danville area will host Kaskaskia. College volleyball on Wednesday, Danville area hosts Lewis and Clark. Then coming up on Thursday, Danville area lady golfers at Governor State University. That sets up Friday, where college volleyball will have Heartland and Rock Valley. Both of those matches are going on over in Normal. College baseball, the DAC baseball team on the road at Indiana University Kokomo. So, of course, those scrimmages won't have results for those, but they're going to get their early fall baseball. And I think softball also may be doing some early fall action here. Just try to see what they got. Maybe get some time in on the diamond here before the weather takes a southern turn here moving forward. Some other items for the week. First, they are still taking nominations for the Hoopston Area High School's Athletic Hall of Fame Class 2026. Mission of the Hall of Fame is to recognize those athletes, teams, coaches, administrators, boosters, or fans who have made significant contributions to those schools making up Hoopston Area School District. Nomination forms for the class of 2026 due by October 1st, so we're less than a month away from that deadline. Nomination forms can be found on the Hoopston Area High School website. You can contact Principal Kim Hutzel at the high school office, 217-283-6661. Class of 2026 induction ceremony is currently scheduled for February 6, 2026, during the halftime of the boys' high school basketball game. Speaking of Hall of Fame, Rantoul Sports Hall of Fame. They're going to honor two individuals coming up on the football game coming up Friday, September 12th. And that is going to be TJ Schlittler. He's a 1996 graduate of Rantoul Township High School, first inductee into the Hall of Fame this year. And he has excelled football, basketball, and baseball, earning eight letters during his high school career. After high school, he played football and baseball at North Central College. He's currently residing in Tolono with his wife, Heather, and two children who are both accomplished athletes, and he works as a system operator for Ameren. The other inductee for the Rantoul Sports Hall of Fame this year will be Steve Kottman. He's a 1998 graduate for Rantoul Township High School. They earned four letters in basketball and track. He was initially focusing solely on basketball during his younger years in high school, but then encouraged to also join the track team there. Beyond athletics, Steve also excelled academically, and after high school, he attended Illinois State University on a track scholarship, contributing to championship wins and achieving a personal best of 46.8 seconds in the 400 meters. That's cooking. He now resides in San Ramon, California, with his wife, Alicia, and their two children. And he's retired from Special Forces and the CIA, currently working in program management. So congratulations to TJ and Steve on that accolades. They're being inducted in the Rantoul Township High School Sports Hall of Fame. You've got DAC baseball. We mentioned them just a few moments ago doing some fall baseball. They have their second alumni outing coming up. So if you're a former DAC baseball player and you'd like to be part of their alumni golf outing, that is taking place October 10th at Turtle Run Golf Course. It's $85 a person, 11 a.m. shotgun, four-man scramble. Contact Coach Hicks, C.Hicks. At DAC, that's DACC, .edu for that action there. And if you're following us on X, we posted a few items there regarding some pictures off season, maybe showing some of those videos. I tell you, you know what? Even though we're in the fall here, I know Major League Baseball still going on. You got some fall baseball going on there. I can never get too tired of baseball. I just love it. Love football, too. And, of course, once again, congratulations to Jameson Chambliss, your State Farm agent, Ross Webb's, Ross's boss of the week. He had three touchdowns, including a 70-yarder last night. And, of course, he's prominently displayed on both our X and then the station Facebook page there. So, once again, we will tell you that coming up on Friday night, your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week coming up. It's Westville and it's Moments, and it'll be at Westville. Join us at 6:30 p.m. for your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame, 7 p.m. kickoff, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios down in Westville. That'll be a good one to bring you. And then, of course, we'll return next Saturday morning for another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection right here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, and WITYradio.com. Hope you have a great week, and we will definitely be with you here throughout the week. Make sure to check in on those morning sports reports at 7:15 for all the latest of yesterday and today. I bid you farewell. We'll talk to you next week. WITY Denver.